The National Park Service turns 100 years old this August. So this summer, we're taking a tour of some of the country's national parks. Today, Acadia National Park in Maine, which is celebrating its centennial this year, along with the National Park Service. We're joined by Kevin Schneider, superintendent of Acadia National Park. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And for people who have never been there, first of all, just describe the park for us.
Well, Acadia is where the mountains meet the sea. It's this beautiful landscape of mountains that reach the ocean. It preserves the rocky cliffs of Maine and just this spectacular place. It's a great place for families to come visit. We were just named as best national park for families. A great place for hikers, for bicyclers, for people just wanting to spend some time along the coast.
And it was established back in 1916. How did it become a national park?
Well, Acadia became a national park through private philanthropy. It was the first national park in the United States created by very generous individuals who realized that this place should be preserved as a park for all Americans. And they began to purchase land. It was John D. Rockefeller Jr. and George B. Doerr and Charles Elliott really working together to make this place a park for all Americans.
And what do Americans do there? When people arrive at the park these days, what do you tell them to do?
Well, it's a fabulous place to get out on one of our carriage roads. The carriage roads were actually personally designed by John D. Rockefeller Jr. And people can walk, they can bicycle, they can go jogging. Just the carriage roads are a phenomenal resource. To go for a walk on one of the trails, there's more than 130 miles of trails here in Acadia. And so you can hike up to these spectacular mountains, places like Sergeant Peak or Cadillac Mountain, and see these phenomenal vistas of Maine's islands and this beautiful pastoral landscape and the ocean.
What kind of wildlife do you find in Acadia National Park?
There's deer, there's raccoons that people see in our campground. You can go tide pooling in our intertidal areas and look for little sea creatures in these beautiful intertidal locations. So it's also a great place to see wildlife.
What about plants? A lot of interesting plants in Acadia.
There are, and so Acadia is known for a diversity of plant life. What concerns us is that 20% of the plants that existed when the park was created are actually now not found in Acadia National Park. So, you know, we're trying to understand the causation behind that. You know, climate change is probably part of it. There are other factors in play as well, though.
But what kind of plants? If I were to come there, where would you take me to show me some of the interesting plants you have?
Well, we have beautiful forest types, spruce, fir, you know, combined with hardwood forests. We've got ferns that are spectacular. Our forests are kind of characterized by having these mossy rocks. And so it's sort of a almost like a rainforest, but not quite.
Do you face the problems that some other parks are facing right now, which is that there are too many people coming, that people want to go to the park, and it's actually disturbing some of the nature and some of the wildlife in the park?
Well, our visitation year to date is up 21%. So we've been very, very busy this summer. I think we're going to break a record this year for the most visitors ever in a year to Acadia. In fact, months of April, May, and June were all the busiest months on record for those months in our history. And so, you know, business is very good here, and that's really a good problem to have. You know, we're glad that people are coming to Acadia National Park, but we also want to make sure they have a really good experience when they get here. So we're encouraging people to ride the Island Explorer, which is a bus system that moves throughout the park, and it's a fare-free bus system, so it's a great way to get out and enjoy the park. We're encouraging people to leave their car at their hotel, you know, walk to the park, ride their bicycles, or ride the bus, and kind of leave their car behind.
What are some of the hidden secrets in the park or things that you think are underappreciated by the visitors?
You know, many people want to go up to Cadillac Mountain for sunrise, but there are other locations in the park that are equally as spectacular, such as Ocean Drive. You know, you can go along Ocean Drive and find a location for sunrise and almost have the place to yourself. And so many people are sort of attracted to these iconic experiences, but by exploring a little deeper and learning a little bit more about the park, which you can do just by going to one of our visitor centers and talking to a ranger, you can really have the place to yourself if that's what you're looking for.
What do you find interesting still today about Acadia since you've been there now for a while?
To me, what makes Acadia special is the opportunity to really get out into the park, whether it's on a bicycle, on a carriage road, or go for a hike, to spend time with my family along the ocean, whether, again, that's at Sand Beach or at another location. You know, this is a great place to get out and experience nature.
Best hike in Acadia?
The best hike in Acadia, you know, I think there are a number that could fit that description. Really getting up on top of any of the park's peaks is going to be a phenomenal experience. You know, spending the time and the effort walking up to the top of one of the park's mountains is phenomenal. And you just get these tremendous views of the oceans, the islands, and the landscape.
And is the peak time to do that sunrise? Is that when everybody shows up right before dawn?
You know, I don't think you have to necessarily try to do it at sunrise. I think there are a lot of great times to be in the park. Sunset's beautiful as well. You know, the morning hours are always nice. The evening hours are wonderful. But really, it's about going for a walk, spending time with your family, your friends, on a trail, and getting your heart rate up a little bit, too.
That's Kevin Schneider, superintendent of Acadia National Park in Maine. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.